Okay. So like everyone else, I'm going to try and raise my voice, and hopefully all of you can hear me. I'm Sean Coffey. I work with the Java Platform Group team in the Dublin Oracle office. And today I'd like to talk about the JDK flight recorder events and how they can be used to monitor security operations on your Java applications. For those that mightn't be familiar with the JDK flight recorder, I'm just going to give a quick overview of it. It's better known as the JFR. It's a low-cost monitoring and profiling framework that's, you know, ships with the JDK, embedded directly into the JVM, ready for production use, and would typically have a 1% overhead. There are many different events from all over the JVM stack and APIs that are gathered into a JFR recording, and they're the building blocks of the data that this framework outputs, and they would typically be captured to a JFR file. There's other options to stream it elsewhere, but for the purpose of this presentation, I'm just going to concentrate on the JFR file that gets captured at the local file system level. Traditionally, the JFR would be used to capture low-level events, very low-level events in the JVM. Everything from memory, like memory allocation, memory retention, GC, threading, maybe deadlocks that you might have on your application. They can all be studied in great detail using JFR and have been very successful in doing that over the years. In more recent times, I guess, there's been more and more events added to the JFR stack that allow developers that use the security and core library APIs to monitor in more detail what events are being captured at their application level. And I'm going to concentrate on some of them today, in particular the security crypto events. Before we go there, I just want to have a few notes on how the JFR can be launched into your Java application. It's quite a trivial task. There are a few different options. I'm going to highlight some of the main ones here. The most common way is probably via the command line. You insert an extra VM option, -xx, colon, start flight recording, and that will automatically have the JFR start recording your application at launch time. That command itself takes sub options. One option I have here is dump on exit equals true, which basically signals to the JFR to write out all the events that have been captured to the file on VM exit. Another way of capturing JFRs is via jcommand or jcmd. This is a utility that ships in the JDK. As someone that works with support and enterprise teams, this is a very powerful